KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are so thankful for Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They're sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. My friend and compadre at Calvary Church, Dr. Brian Nixon in studio. Hi, Brian.
Jim, it's great to be with you as usual.
I tease you all the time about all the things you do, and now you're starting a new elementary school.
Yes, Jim, this is true. It, as of today, it's official that there is going to be a Calvary Christian school here in Albuquerque. And we're obviously we're going to focus on elementary right now and particularly the early grades. So if you're listening right now, you have a K through two, we'd love to hear from you. You know, we have a few spots available for kindergarten. We have more spots open for first and second grade, but we would very much like to, establish a Christian school. There's many, many great Christian schools in town, as you know, Jim, and we're supporters of those schools. But with the onslaught of parents wanting options now for their children, everything that's going on in government schools really is causing parents to pause. And parents are saying, what are some of our other options? So the executive team here at Calvary Albuquerque prayerfully considered, and we put out an interest meeting, and then we did an internal registration, and we met some benchmarks. And so it was officially determined today that we're going to start the school. So we're really excited.
But I'm going to skip down my list a little bit for topics today, because I think this had a lot to do with just the stress of COVID. And one of the things that Calvary Church did is they made it so that students could come to the campus mm-hmm. with a supervisor, with a teacher and a tutor, and they could do their online learning, even if they were in APS or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were supervised and they yeah. were helped. And is this kind of an offshoot? The parents were so pleased with that?
Well, yes and no. I mean, really, you know, our preschool never missed a beat. You know, we stayed the course through COVID. We followed all ECECD recommendations, which are the state recommendations. And, none of our kids got sick. And we were really, really fortunate for that. So our preschool was very successful navigating those choppy waters. But what had happened is the staff who had older kids, they were like, well, what do we do? So the executive team graciously said, hey, we're going to hire some, you know, in-class monitors, and essentially two people watched the staff kids and helped them navigate you know, the internet and do their online classes. But how Calvary Christian School started really was just because some from the executive team were hearing from congregants, and they were sharing some of their stories in with what they were experiencing in, you know, public education. And it caused our executive team to go, maybe now's the time to give an alternative. Again, we support Hope. We support Oak Grove. We support our local Lutheran schools and all the other Christian schools. And we're very thankful for all of them. But there was enough families within Calvary that said, hey, if you guys start it, we would support it. So we threw a fleece out, so to say. Mm-hmm. We hit that benchmark this morning of, you know, the minimum kids for the kindergarten. That doesn't mean that we wouldn't accept more kindergarten students. We would. We have limited spots. We would accept three in kindergarten, but we still do have enough spaces in first and second grade at this point to help facilitate any family who's, you know, really thinking, what do I do?
So I'm thinking there's people listening to the radio and they're probably driving, so they mm-hmm. can't write any of this stuff down. This broadcast will be available on abqconnect.online, but we also need to give them out some phone numbers and some ways to get in touch with you to find out more details.
Yeah, the best way right now, because this is so literally hot off the press, if you will, Jim, our landing page for the school will not be available till next week. However, you can get the handbook, the enrollment packets, and, you know, the basic pricing and everything on the Calvary Preschool website. So if you went to Calvary Church, Albuquerque, and their preschool.
CalvaryNM.church, click on preschool.
Click on preschool. You will find the links that take you to the elementary handbook and so on and so forth. So the information has been up internally for Calvary Preschool and Calvary Church family members. But this is the first time we're letting the general public know that we now are starting a school.
Tell me about application and registration deadlines and those kind of things.
Well, right now we're going to accept applications up till, you know, through July. So we're going to be very open because we realize that this is a late start for a school. And under normal circumstances, we wouldn't start something this late. We know many families have already made a decision on what school they want their child to go to, and we support them. You know, we want what's best for the family. But if a family who is yet to determine or they're on the fence, we want to be available and open to, particularly for the K through 2 grades, to be here to offer an alternative and an option for those families.
Brian, when you talk to some of these parents, what is it that they want in Christian education that they're not getting in typical public schools?
Well, I won't say the parent name, but I was just speaking with a parent after our preschool graduation today. And because, again, Calvary made a late decision to start a school, this parent had already enrolled their student in a public school. And so I asked the family, I said, well, you know, you could always, you know, stay in this school this year and then, you know, come to Calvary next year. And the parent was very quick to say, but I want my child to have a Christian education. I want them to know the spiritual foundations of, you know, what education truly is. And I think that really summarizes any Christian school's endeavor, be it Lutheran, be it Hope, be it Oak Grove, any of the Christian schools here in town. You know, it's to offer a Christ-centered, a Christian worldview. And we're going to do that as well. You know, I have a distinct, you know, my doctorate, as you know, was in the philosophy of education. So I don't have a doctorate of education. I have a doctorate of philosophy, and I focused on first century education. But my specific thing was to look at how Jesus and people in the first century would have learned. And so, and luckily for us, the Bible gives us a few hints in Luke chapter 2. But we do learn in Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. So these are the four pillars of education, Christian education. A child is going to be educated mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially. Today it's called the whole child approach, you know, but when public schools use that terminology, a whole child, they don't really mean whole child. They substitute spiritual for emotional. Mm-hmm. But obviously only Christian education is going to provide that true spiritual impetus, at least from a Christian standpoint. But the Apostle Paul used a terminology when he talked about the training of children, and he used the word of paideia. And paideia is really a full incorporation of a child into a life. And so using those four pillars, we really are going to be providing what I would call a paideia education, a full-orbed, every aspect of the child's important to us, from rooftop to basement is what I like to tell our parents. Mm. We are concerned with their head, their heart, their hands, you know, every facet of that child. And we want that child to grow in Christ's likeness. So the paideia form of education that we'll be offering is whole child. So it's not just about getting them really smart. The physical activities just as important. The artistic elements are important. And there's one other thing we're doing differently, Jim. We're offering both a 5-day Monday through Friday program and a hybrid program. Mm. So we're doing that for two reasons. Number one is it allows some parents to save some money if they just choose a 3-day program. If they choose the 5-day program, obviously, which the majority of our applicants have chosen the 5-day program, it's what we call traditional school calendar. But with those hybrid students, they're going to be getting their core subjects taught on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then what they will be missing are what I would call the humanities and PE elements of things. So Tuesday and Thursdays will be like art, music, PE, review. But our core subjects are going to be taught on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then Tuesday and Thursdays, for those who choose a hybrid model, they would then educate and follow up with their kids on Tuesday, Thursdays. Whereas the kids who are in Monday through Friday will get the whole enchilada, so to say.
Sounds good. Dr. Brian Nixon oversees education and publishing for Calvary Church. He's talking about a new school that Calvary Church is now launching. It's kindergarten through second grade. Really, a lot of the parents in the church requested it. You don't have to be a member at Calvary Church to have your child come to this school. A lot more information. We got one more segment with Brian, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
Beckett Rush.
I've gotten this far without being bothered, all right?
What are you doing here? Dragon!
The romantic comedy Finding You, now playing in theaters, revolves around Finley Sinclair. She's an accomplished violinist whose dreams are shattered when she doesn't get into a prestigious music school. So she decides to spend a semester in Ireland instead. That's when she meets Beckett Rush, one of the world's biggest movie stars. Romance blossoms. But this PG-rated story admirably avoids really intimate situations. Some language and suggestive tabloid headlines are the main concerns in this otherwise sweet story about love and self-discovery. So we're giving Finding You a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order, and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne-Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book. While many of us see signs of a return to normalcy, others around the globe continue to battle the pandemic. In Asia, a second COVID-19 wave is ravaging communities in what is now being called the tsunami of suffering. Gospel for Asia is doing what they can to ease the suffering, but support for their efforts is desperately needed. A lot of people today were expecting Danny Yohannan. We have an interview for you on Monday with Danny. We moved it because we think a lot of people want to hear that and find out how they can support GFA World. Pray about your involvement and log into gfa.org/coronavirus for regular updates and an opportunity to make a financial donation. That's gfa.org/coronavirus, or you can call GFA World 800-946-2742. Brian Nixon, he is the overseer of education and publishing for Calvary Church. Brian, I think you've got to be just excited to see all the educational opportunities now for age groups from really young to even old guys like me.
Yeah, that's right.
We now have preschool, starting the elementary school, and of course we have college. And I'm just as excited about Calvary College this year as I am about the elementary. You know, we're really expanding Calvary College. And, you know, Nelson Walker and Catherine have been working diligently to ensure, you know, the students have a full-orbed, you know, education. We both do online classes, which are primarily taught by Pastor Skip. An assistant, and then we have the in-house classes, and those are taught by Nelson and myself. And so my class for next year is a Theopoetics. I just released a new book. It literally just arrived on my desk this week. But my focus is going to be, it's kind of a little bit of theology, philosophy, and apologetics put into one, but it's going to be concentrating on three areas: truth, beauty, and goodness. And so we're going to focus in on those attributes, and we're going to use C.S. Lewis as the springboard of someone who used truth, beauty, and goodness in his writings, kind of as the, you know, the culmination of what a theopoetic life looks like, you know, from a, you know, let's say an academic standpoint. But the class, is going to be fun, and it's going to be great. And I think it's going to be very appropriate, Jim, because we really do live in a post-truth era where, you know, people could determine, you know, contrary to their DNA, who they think they are. People can weigh in, and I've even heard, I have yet to research this, but I heard that there's a movement in California that they're wanting to do away with traditional mathematics because they don't like that it is so true, like 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. So they want to say that 2 + 2 could = 4, but it could be something else. So it's a post-truth world. And so I think more than ever, people need to learn that there is such thing as truth. But then, you know, what is beauty and what is goodness? So those are some of the areas I'm going to be tackling in my class. Nelson, of course, will be continuing with his. You may not have a kindergarten, first or second grader, or maybe you do, but you yourself want to be educated. That's where Calvary College could come in and really help fulfill and equip you, in your lifelong pursuits.
And you even have some additional associations with like Veritas International University, Calvary Chapel University.
That's
where
right.
If somebody wants to go beyond some basic education, they can even get a Master's of Divinity.
Right. Yeah. We have partnerships. Right now, Calvary College is not accredited, but we work with two accredited colleges. We work with Calvary Chapel University and Veritas. And both of our credits will transfer to those schools. So someone could start at Calvary College. I look at it as kind of like an AA degree, you know, save some money, get the classes, focus in on, and then when you're ready, transfer those credits to Veritas and or Calvary College, and then you could finish up your bachelor's degree, or if you have a bachelor's degree, then you could transfer and get your master's degree. And of course, Veritas also offers PhD, so you could go all the way up, and both Calvary Chapel University and Veritas are fully accredited schools.
Well, Brian, let's go back now to the elementary school. We started our conversation today talking about parents that have come to the staff at Calvary, the executive team and the pastoral team, and expressed their desire to have Christian education at Calvary Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that demand has resulted in starting a school.
That's right.
You have kindergarten now through second grade because you've had a lot of interest in
those two grades. Which would be common. You know, we have a preschool, and the people wanting to move on would just move on. Now, that's not to say, Jim, look, we would start a third grade. We would start any grade up through fifth if we have the student body. And the board elected to put 12, the number 12, as the base of the amount of students we need because you have to pay your teacher. Mm-hmm. So if we have those 12 students for any grade, we would start that grade. So as an example, someone listening to this may go, well, I have a fourth grader. Well, get 11 other, and by the way, we do have a couple of fourth graders that have already applied, but if we get, you know, 10 more fourth graders, we would offer a fourth grade class. So really it comes down to a numbers game at this point. We know we have the numbers for a K through 2, but we will offer any class up through fifth grade if we have the student population in that class.
Every parent I know, if they knew their student was going to be in a class with 12 kids or even 15 kids, would just shout praises to the Lord. Because when you go into a public education environment, you're talking about 25, 30, 35 kids, which is such a difficulty for our public educators.
Yeah.
I can't imagine those challenges.
Yeah, no question. You know, the student population, the student teacher ratio is going to be very good. And we're doing that obviously for quality education, to keep the room small and so on and so forth is very important. But, you know, we're also doing it, I think, because we want discipleship and love. You know, we just don't want these to be kids who are just, you know, a number in a chair. There's a name behind that number. We want to really disciple and love. I've summarized this with families before. We want our kids to be the best loved and best taught kids in Albuquerque, period. And so that's our goal, and we're going to be working for that goal. So if anyone's interested, they just go to the Calvary Albuquerque Preschool Web application forms, get them in ASAP, because I'm sure we're going to be filling up here quickly now that we're making it known to the public. So that's Calvary Albuquerque Preschool, and they have that. And then next week, we'll even have our own landing page.
Well, and I'm sitting here right now on the website, calvarynm.church, and I'm clicking on student ministry, ministries.
It's calvarychurchpreschool.com.
Calvarychurchpreschool.com. Perfect. And I just, I'm blessed that we're doing this. What an exciting thing. A lot of young parents out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and they could read the handbook and kind of get a philosophy. You know, we take this Padea approach, which is, you know, unique and different in Albuquerque. So we're offering a very Christ-based, unique form of education. So we're really, really excited, Jim.
I hope I'm around long enough to ask you about a student starting in the program now and graduating in 14 years.
Amen.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
Pleasure mine.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.